Time to go again to the Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, Dear Yael and Don, I really, really, really hate going to the dentist. If I need a filling or root canal, I'm literally terrified. What can I do to make the experience less frightening?
That's a good question. I'm sure many of our listeners share similar fears. So you might want to try hypnosis.
Wait, what does hypnosis have to do with going to the dentist?
Well, you know how dentists use nitrous oxide to sedate patients?
Laughing gas?
Right. So some dentists believe that laughing gas makes patients more suggestible. In other words, going under the gas makes you more open to being hypnotized and made to believe that the treatment won't be painful, that you should relax, and so on.
Is this a real phenomenon, or is it just something that a few dentists think is true?
That's what scientists at University College London wanted to figure out. So they had 30 study participants breathe through gas masks. Some inhaled regular air and some received nitrous oxide. Then the participants were tested for imaginative suggestibility. For example, they were told to imagine tasting something sour and that the sour taste in their mouth would get stronger. The study found that laughing gas increased imaginative suggestibility by about 10%.
Interesting. So maybe hypnosis is the cure for dental phobia.
Maybe. More research needs to be done to see if different amounts of nitrous oxide work better than others. But it seems to be a positive step towards making dental work less frightening.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Peter Stone at the University of Southern California. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.